IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and my guest speakers as always, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
The pleasure is all mine. Sayyid Abdullah, greetings to you too. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Well, it's from two episodes ago that we were criticized the movie Victoria and Abdul, produced in 2017, directed by Stephen Frears, featuring stars from Hollywood like Judi Dench and Ali Fazal, to just name a few. Of course, we haven't come to the end of the criticism, so we have to actually pick up where we left off and continue along the same line of criticism or the critical review of such a movie. But before that, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie, Victoria and Abdul, directed by Stephen Frears, and then we'll be back with his questions. So don't go away.
Lady Churchill was absolutely scandalized, sitting next to a servant and a Hindu to boot.
The Munshi is a Muslim scholar and knows the Quran off by heart. And for your information, he's a servant no longer. He's to be given a staff of his own.
What do you mean, a staff?
The little fat one.
Oh, this is absurd. Letters, invitations to supper, you're treating him like a member of the family.
No, I like Abdul. Lady Churchill had better get used to the fact, as the Munshi is coming on holiday with us, as a member of the household.
You can't take a Muslim to Florence.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers. You just listened to a part of the movie Victoria and Abdul, produced in 2017, directed by Stephen Frears, which we try to actually criticize. Sayyid Abdullah, I'm talking about this part that Queen's son, Bertie, advises his mother not to sit and mingle with Abdul as a Muslim. Mm-hmm. But the Queen also wants to take him as members of the household to Florence, to a party probably in Florence. Why all this hatred against Muslims in the Buckingham Palace?
It is not a surprise why they hate Muslims. I mean, they've been fighting Muslims as far as they can go. Mm-hmm. You take it all the way back to the Crusaders. They had this hatred towards the Muslims. Mm-hmm. Their number one enemy back in the day was Islam. Mm-hmm. I mean, even talking back way back, like after Islam started and Islam made it to Spain. And then, you know, Islam overtook Europe and stuff like that. And then the British and they started fighting back for the Crusaders and what have you. So that started the hate towards Islam. And then when you had the Ottoman Empire, mm-hmm. it didn't make anything any better. And they had hatred towards Muslims. So it is in their blood that they needed to eradicate Islam and Muslims, and mm-hmm. they invaded the Muslim countries. They invaded Iraq. They invaded the Arabian Peninsula. They divided them because the Arabian Peninsula back in the day was just one piece, mm-hmm. and we had no kings and queens. It was just like from Iraq, Syria, Palestine, all the way to Yemen. It was just one piece of land. Mm-hmm. The British, they came and they divided into pieces. they cut into pieces because they thought, well, on the long run, we could only control these people if we divide and conquer, which is a Machiavellian
theme, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's from the beginning they had this hatred towards Muslims. And obviously, anything that has an Islamic notion to it, it was hated. When it came to the Indians, though, Indians were looked at as a second, not even a second class, they were looked at like e-servants, just someone that's a peasant with the real sense of the word.
Yes.
Right? No, so could you imagine that you look at the queen and she has a peasant with her, he's a Muslim, and he's very close to her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we're not sure. I mean, himself, the king, he burnt all documents that relates to his mom and Abdul Karim. So nothing was left. Oh, he tried as much as he can to eradicate whatever is left. So we're not sure if there was like a romantic relationship involved or not. So to him, it was something very upsetting to see his mother was a Muslim,
yes,
with an Indian, with someone who's low class, someone who has nothing, and yet he is in the palace and then she's treating him as royalty. And it's said that even Abdul Karim himself, he's the one who pushed the idea of knighthood to the queen.
Yeah.
So he can see that he had influence on her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she would spend a lot of times with him alone and stuff like that. So that was a worry point for the king.
Yeah.
What if my mother, God forbid, decides to become a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
What if she decides to withdraw from India, for example?
And at the end of the movies, you see what happens to all the documents, all the photos, all the signatures or pieces of documents that were given. Even that small ring, actually, which was given to Abdul, by the queen.
Yeah. So they were trying to eradicate everything because of the hatred that they had towards Islam and towards Muslims.
They didn't know even from the beginning that he was not a Muslim. They thought he was a Hindu or something.
They thought he was from Hindustan, as they call it. He was a Hindu, he wasn't even a Muslim. But regardless of whether he's a Muslim or not a Muslim, they had this issue with Indians themselves because India was a colony. India was under their control. India was causing them a lot of trouble, a lot of problems.
Mm.
And they were sucking the life out of India in order to fund their class in Britain.
Yes.
So the last thing they ever wanted is to have Indians in their own homes with the queen herself.
Yes, exactly.
So, but, you know, they... Yasha'unu Allahu Yasha'a.
Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie Victoria and Abdul, produced in 2017, directed by Stephen Frears. And then we'll be back with his questions, so stay with us.
I think he met his position. I think he was rather alarmed he had such a prominent role in the household.
But of course Abdul has a prominent role in the household. He is my munshi.
But he's an Indian, Your Majesty.
I'm aware of that.
Given current sensitivities in the subcontinent, Your Majesty, the Prime Minister was concerned that it might be sending the wrong message.
I should have thought it was a jolly good message.
But he's a Muslim, Your Majesty.
Precisely. We owe them so much, do we not? For their role in the mutiny, for example.
The mutiny, Your Majesty?
Yes, for the help they gave us with the Hindus.
But the mutiny was a Muslim-led revolt, Your Majesty.
Are you sure?
Of course. The Muslim soldiers revolted when it was rumored that their rifles were greased with pork fat.
Really?
The Grand Mufti himself put out a fatwa against you personally, Your Majesty, and Muslim soldiers murdered over 2,000 British personnel.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammed Jah, the host of this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and brother Yasir, my guest speakers, in fact, trying to help me actually criticize the movie Victoria and Abdul, directed by Stephen Frears, produced in 2017. Brother Yasir, you know, I'm talking about this part of the movie. All the personnel and politicians alike in the palace are trying hard to convince the queen against Abdul by mentioning the mutiny in India involving killing some British soldiers and a fatwa issued by a Muslim scholar against the queen herself. What do we know about the mutiny? The movie or they try to display it as if Muslims started it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With regards to the revolt that may have been alluded to in the movie, mm-hmm. it was the Indian Revolt of 1857. And again, it's very unlikely that the queen had ignorance of what was actually happening. End of the day, reports would have come to her continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wouldn't be something that, oh, it just happened out of the blue in some part of the world that she's the empress of, and she wasn't getting reports.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause even today, as you would know, that the military services, any service in the United Kingdom is known as Her Majesty's, or right now His Majesty's
mm-hmm.
Royal Service, or whatever, Royal Army, Royal Navy,
yeah.
Royal Post Office, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Right, so in this instance, like, the mutiny was actually a joint thing between those of India, so the Muslims and the Hindus, coming together
mm-hmm.
to try and get the British out. And it was the last of the Mughal Empire's stands.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mughal Empire being obviously a Muslim, sometimes, you know, an Islamic kind of emperor who kind of joined forces with some of those who are Hindu and of the higher. As we know, in India, they have this caste system of Brahmins and then going down. So that
yes.
of these came together. So what, again, we must understand, and something we need to tell our dear listeners, that history is always written by the victors.
Yeah.
There's something important to realize.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, history and what happened and what is not happening is something that is very difficult. History is a very cruel subject. A lot is left out. A lot is written by those who see the event in a different way
mm.
or want to show the event in a different way. It's something also to keep in mind.
Mm. So, I would say that history is usually written by friends and foes.
Friends and foes. So again, you'll
the
have
friends actually praise it
yeah.
and the foes write it against it.
So history is one of those things.
Yeah.
So it says, like, you know, 6,000 British soldiers died. It seems like a large amount, but when you compare it to the 800,000 Indians, both Muslim, Hindu, who died as well, it, you know. And the British obviously were victorious in that thing, obviously, because they remained as the colonizers for India for a very long time, until the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like 100 years later on still, if this happened in 57. Until the 40s, where the British eventually divided India into India and Pakistan, and well, apparently left them to their own means. You know, 100 years later on, they still remained, and they were obviously, those who revolted were put to the sword.
Yes,
you know, so it's not something that like in the movie it shows ignorance, but I feel that it's very unlikely that there was ignorance on this part.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie Victoria and Abdul, produced in 2017, directed by Stephen Frears, and then we'll be back. Stay with us. Don't go away.
When I was young, I used to long for death. Now, when there is nothing to live for, I cling to life with every breath. I'm scared, Abdul.
Don't be scared. Listen, little drop. Give yourself up without regret, and in return you will gain the ocean. Give yourself away, and in the great sea, you will be secure. Rumi.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. We are still criticizing the movie Victoria and Abdul, directed by Stephen Frears, produced in 2017. Sayyid Abdullah, I want to ask you a question. This is the last question that I would ask of you related to this movie, Victoria and Abdul. And this is, again, related to somehow a very important concept, which is discussed in great length by existential philosophers. That the one that I asked Brother Yasser in the previous program was about the meaninglessness of life. And this one is related to death. that we all have to actually experience sooner or later. I'm talking about that part that the queen is at her deathbed asking for Abdul. She was afraid to die, and Abdul consoles her by quoting Rumi, or Maulavi, the Persian poet, "Listen, little drop, give yourself up without regret, and in return you will gain the ocean. Give yourself away, and in the great sea you will be secure." This piece of poem, said Abdullah, roughly means that don't be scared of death, because it might be better for you on the other side or in the next world. Another important theme in human life that is also reiterated by existential philosophers, as I said earlier, of course, all religions try to somehow brace or prepare humans for death and the other worlds. What do you think?
Death is a part of life. Death is inevitable. We can't avoid it. According to the words of Elon Musk, he said death is essential because if people don't die, the mentalities will live with them too.
Mm.
So in order for us to have a new mentalities, we need new brains. So we need to get rid of the old ones. That's one of the messages of death. So the death itself, like I said, it's a process of life. But everyone, by the time they reach their deathbed, like the queen herself, obviously their life will flash before them and they can see what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, especially herself, she had all the rights to be scared, because after all the bloodshed that she caused and after all the killing that was done under her name and after all the atrocities committed against mankind under the name of the queen, she has to answer for. So Allahu alam what she was witnessing just before her death, like what kind of, but the way they made it sound as if death, like when he was giving that poem from Rumi, shouldn't be given to a person like the queen.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be given to a person, a normal person like me and you, who has not committed anything towards humanity, to put them at ease and to make them, you know, go to sleep in peace. But with her, I would tell her, dude, get ready.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the Movie Critique Program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie Victoria and Abdul, directed by Stefan Frears, produced in 2017. Thank you for listening to us with another movie and the criticism of that movie. We bid you farewell. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I'm 81 years of age and have almost a billion citizens. I've been in office 62 years, making me the longest serving monarch in history. Have we finished?
Abdul, you will travel to England.
To the royal household. You will present the Queen with a ceremonial coin.
Whatever you do, you must not look at Her Majesty.